to today's No Sweat News. Ooh. These are the final three stories that could get you on the ticket list for Papa Roach, Asking Alexandria, and Bad Wolves at the Stone Pony Summer Stage on August the 9th.
That's a show right there.
It's like a mini rat fest for
us. I know. That's a big-time lineup.
Going to be good stuff. Grab your tickets tomorrow on our quiz. Here you go. Dateline, California. This is the musical instrument story.
Oh, boy.
A guy in San Francisco just restored a vintage synthesizer from the 1960s, and he wound up tripping because of the LSD residue on it.
That's amazing.
Can I get a synthesizer, please?
Was he playing Rick Wright from 1967 Pink Floyd's synthesizer?
Well, here's what the deal is. He said the piece of equipment, which was once very popular with 60s counterculture heroes like Ken Kesey and Owsley Stanley, who created the Grateful Dead massive sound system, it had been sitting in the corner of a classroom just looking lonely. And he asked if he could take it home and refurbish it.
That's nice.
And they said, yeah, sure, no worries. So he got in his shop downstairs and he started to clean it, opened it up and so forth. And when one of his cleaning solvents touched some LSD crystals, and then he touched it with his finger.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
9 hours later, he returned to Earth to complete the project, but this time with gloves on.
That's hysterical. I got to know who was playing that synthesizer before him.
I agree. Like, who amongst that crowd owned this old synthesizer from the 60s?
Oh, my God.
Like, was it literally one of the ones that Ken Kesey had on his bus?
Maybe it was.
Could be.
But you know what? I mean, you also mentioned Grateful Dead. I mean,
it
actually could be a Grateful Dead.
Owsley was the acid guy.
Yeah. So there you go.
So I don't know if it's got a serial number or not, or if you can track that sort of thing, but it would be fun to find out.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is a fun story out of Connecticut. Jose Sims of Torrington, Connecticut, he's wanted by the police for failure to appear in court. And he told the police, he gave him a deal. He said, all right, I'll come in. I'll turn myself in.
Good for you. I like this.
If my wanted poster gets 15,000 likes on Facebook.
That's the... Hold on. not his picture, but his wanted poster.
If my wanted poster gets 15,000 likes, I will march right in there and turn myself in.
Young man, that's usually the thing you want to keep away from the public.
So,
not hype it up.
Cops took the deal. They said, all right, and they posted it, and they hit 15,000 likes in less than a day.
Oh, boy. Well, you made your mark. Now, unfortunately, everyone knows that you're a convict.
And Jose hasn't showed up yet, but
they're
still holding out hope.
You didn't come through with the deal, Jose. No respect.
I mean, it just happened, so he still has some time. You know, maybe he's not monitoring.
Don't make a bet that you won't come through on,
Jose.
I'm sorry.
Now, our final story takes us to Florida. Careful here, people. Careful. Some idiot said he didn't pull over. The police were following him. They had the cherries going and the sirens.
Sure.
He had blown through a red light, and so the cops got on him immediately. They were right there. And even though he was driving down the road and the lights were flashing behind him, David, in Fort Pierce, Florida, he didn't pull over. When he finally did pull over and the police said, what's the deal?
Yeah.
The reason he says is he was receiving oral favors from his girlfriend at the time, and he didn't want them to end.
Did you understand? So, you're now admitting to more crime. That's another violation.
I don't know if that's a... Is it a lewd
that
thing?
Is,
I don't even know.
That is. It's considered public.
It could be...
it is.
It's considered public. Are you sure of that?
I unfortunately am sure.
Somebody's been caught.
That was detainment number two.
I find it very hard to keep my speed, to be honest with you. You want cruise control when that sort of thing's going on.
That's very much.
Anyway,
reckless driving.
cops found crack in the car and the crack pipe and so forth. So he's got those problems as well.
Now you just have a whole slew of stuff you're going to have to deal with there, friend.
It's Florida. That's
but
what
a party he was having in that car.
That's quite the entertainment.
Oh, my God.
You don't even need the radio on for that.
My goodness. Next time, go to a store or a hotel.
Today's No Sweat News. Tomorrow, you're going to get the No Sweat News quiz. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to give Papa Roach tickets to the first person who can spot the phony story that I read on the air. I'll read four of them. Three were actually part of the No Sweat News feature this week. They're living now on the podcast page at WRET.com. And, you know, one of them I'm going to make up today at about 4:20.
Okay.
And if you can spot the phony, then boom, you're in on Asking Alexandria, Papa Roach, and Bad Wolves.
All right, I love it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.